Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer, if you're a pretender, come sit by my fire. For we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in, come in. JT, that was in the original recording?
Apparently.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, poets from around the world, all the five of you that are here. Welcome, everyone. It is Wednesday evening. It's World Poetry Open Mic, the Wednesday edition here in October 2019. For those who are listening later on, right? I'm sure you won't take that amazing beginning we just did. we're here. This is our second to last Wednesday night of the month, right?
Yeah.
And so 2 weeks from now, we're not doing the show on Wednesdays unless there's some other announcement.
Nope.
We've been enjoying this. It's a much more intimate gathering, and we're so happy to see the people who are here to join us and to see who might be able to join us as well. Tonight we have some awesome poetry lined up, potentially a Studio X if I can figure out what I'm doing. And, I just think it's going to be a good night. JT, how are you doing, man? How's everything been since last Friday?
It's been pretty good. Busy, steady. We're doing a lot of cleaning out of a storage unit.
How big is the storage unit?
Oh, God. It's probably a good 10 by 10, if not a 20.
Really?
It's a large one.
It takes a while to get through those things.
It does. And it's an inner one, so it's not a garage. One, it's an inside one, so it's probably a 10 by 10.
Longer trips and everything.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I cleaned out one that I had in, I think it was July,
mm-hmm.
and I'd had it since 2000 and I want to say maybe 9, 2009, maybe 2011. No, 2000, I'm going to say 2009. And so 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't touched it. And it was basically an old life thrown in a locker, locked and forgotten about. And so,
which was good at the time.
Well, I needed to do it.
Yes.
But I went through and I got it and I got to work through all that. But it took a long time and it's exhausting, man.
It is.
And what is it about? But it's not cleaning that necessarily is just so exhausting. I mean, cleaning can be exhausting, but this is a particular type of exhausting, going
yeah.
through old memories and going
yeah.
through old things.
Yeah.
Did you find that as well?
A little bits here and there. Not so much for me, towards the end. Now it's nothing.
Sure.
But right at the beginning, I'm going, this is a lot of memories.
You kind of take on the weight of those things, you know?
Yeah. But it's okay. We're nearing the end and
that's what this is about.
That's right.
That's what life's about. Hello to everybody who's, in the chat room, everyone who's listening. I think that's one of the things that poetry and writing really gives us is an outlet to be able to put these things that otherwise might be so difficult out into the world and kind of channel it in a creative way. We're really looking forward to all the stuff you have to share. There's a few announcements I'm just going to throw in front here. First of all, just as a reminder, through the 31st on the stroke of midnight, which turns into November 1st, Mountain Standard Time, we're accepting submissions for our World Poetry Open Mic Anthology 2019. It comes out right before Christmas or right around that time. It makes a great gift, and it helps support the show. All the proceeds go to pay the bills of the show and just keeping us on the air so we're not going into the red personally on that. It's an awesome way to support, and we really appreciate it. Also, on Friday, there will be a special download link for the new World Poetry Open Mic album for everyone who's listening to the show. The people who are going to be listening to it and finding it later on, like Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff, they're going to have to find it and subscribe to get it. But you guys will be able to get it and download it for free because you listen to the show. So really excited about doing that for you. It's going to be 7 tracks. We premiered the we premiered Annabelle Lee last Friday.
Yes, we did.
And there's more coming, and it's awesome. We also we're already talking about a second edition, but not now. Later on, which could be really really cool. So that comes out Friday, which is the 25th. And
we know about Wednesdays.
We know about Wednesdays because we're on one.
Yep.
We've already revealed the poet of the month.
Yep.
Which we did. By the way, in fact, I think the website might not have totally caught up to that, so I can make sure that gets done. But for those of you who don't know, the POM for WPOM in October is the ancient poet Virgil. That's our poet of Z time of the month. All right. Now, we're going to be heading into our first segment, unless you have something else. Oh, I need to do rules, but anything else you need to...
No, that's sure. It. Okay. I'm good. We're ready for rules.
Okay, here we go. Rules. Number one, no hate speech. We never have done that on the show. Never have, never will. Number two, please skew PG-13. We try to make this a friendly place for people to be able to listen and to participate. If it's artistic, we may not jump in, but if it gets gratuitous, we reserve the right. We think it just makes sense. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on the line. It's just a way for us to be courteous to the other poets who might be waiting. The show can get really long if we're kind of stretching all the calls out. Something I'm working on personally. And rule number four... Please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. We may talk longer than that. But just try to keep your poems around there. It just helps kind of to be able to eyeball it. And the last one, of course, is we love your comments. We love your suggestions, but we cannot remember them. So please send them to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or in the contact form. That way we can take them, we can read about them, we can talk about them in our weekly meetings, which we actually haven't had for about a month now. Well, feels kind of weird, huh?
Feels kind of weird, yeah.
Because usually we sit down and we talk for hours at length about a lot of different things,
yes.
Which gives us ideas and kind of powers us into this. And that's actually how we got into this mess right now.
Yes. Trying this out. I had to blurt out a thing and we tried it.
But
it's a good try. Absolutely.
It is. I hope we're always able to do things and try things like this.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's the whole goal. So those are our rules. What we're looking for is 5 unique callers. You'll be picked up in the order in which you're received. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Powered by the sun, it's World Poetry Open Mic. Back for the first segment here. Would you disagree?
I don't think I can because I know you're going to find a loophole if I did.
Well, I mean, theoretically, let me just throw this out.
Okay.
Would we even be here if it wasn't for the sun?
No.
Point proved.
Right. That's why I was like.
Well, I mean, it's kind of easy, right? It's
yeah.
Like, my dad's the strongest in the universe. Like, what? Who's going to say anything above that? My dad's the strongest in the multiverse?
Yes.
And what do you say above that?
I don't know. I'm beyond
World Poetry Open Mic, powered by the universe.
Ooh.
That's deep, JT.
It is.
You know, we're all just alive in a universe of self-care.
Oh,
honestly,
it's
I feel
gonna
like
be an interesting night. Folks.
I had this idea really quickly before we get into our calls. I had this idea of starting a whole new Instagram account where I do nothing but just do really sarcastic, inspirational quotes. Like, what do you like?
I say go for it.
You think
honestly,
I
say go for it.
I need a totally different thing.
Yeah, like you need another thing to do. But at the same time, yeah, because it'd be great and funny. And you'd probably get more, I don't know, it'd probably be this weird following that you'd have.
That would be the one thing that gets big. I'd be like,
yeah.
Son of a, all of this other work.
All of this other stuff. And you left me with, this is what you like. Arthur Conan Doyle. I have all of this other stuff. Yep.
But this.
This is what I'm remembered by.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
That's what I kind of feel like. I feel like that's why I'm afraid of making that song, what's wrong with you.com. if we make the vanity underwear site,
yeah,
that just has pictures of me on all kinds of pairs of underwear for no reason as a joke,
yeah,
that would be the thing. Wouldn't
right.
you know my luck?
Yeah.
That would take off.
Right.
And I'd be the guy just known for being in underwear.
Right. But we could always put out new models every year. Because we just take a new picture of you every year. Because like, you're progressively getting older.
Well, I was originally there was supposed to be several things. We're supposed to be like the skeptic,
that's
the
right.
Parisian.
Yeah, we put out new faces.
We could do new ones like the.
I'm telling you, this is going to. It's going to be a good.
The mustache, the half stash.
Oh yeah.
The flip stash. You put the mustache thing on
yeah,
your
yeah.
chin. It could be a thing.
It could be.
All right, let's go to the poets here. We're going. Follow that. No. All right. Let's head now to Zach in upstate New York. Good evening, Zach. How are you, sir?
Hey, good evening. It's good to be back. How are you guys?
Doing really well. I did get your note on Friday after the fact about not being there. Totally understood, my friend. Totally understood. We're just happy you can join us when you can.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's very rare when I have an off day, but... You know, when you have an off day, you gotta have an off day.
That's true.
Absolutely.
That's true. I hope you went crazy with it.
Yeah, it was good. You know, I realized that I just needed time for myself, and I mean, not that this isn't time for myself, but I needed other time for myself, and it was good though. You know, and now I'm. Now that I got my thoughts to get back together, I'm starting to write again. Now that I've, because I took a break for a couple of weeks so I could help read the book that this guy wrote, and then now that we finally talked, in 3 days we're on 20 pages, and
very nice.
We still have about 130 pages of script left to go.
No kidding. Well, I mean, I think that is. The only way that those things happen is by those committed efforts, you know, and they stack up over time anyway.
Right. And are you speaking from experience?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet now that you and JT are doing, producing that, soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's...
All day, Zach. That's all I was doing all day until I had a meeting right before I came here.
So that's what your little world, when you ran your own little world, that's what you were doing.
No, that was just one of the things that got me in my own little world. There was a progressive, like I'd finish one thing and immediately have to go into my own little world on something totally different. So that's what that whole thing was.
Gotcha. Well, you know, sometimes you need your own little world.
Hey, you know what, Zach? It's not easy being awesome. I'm just going to say that, you know. I think you know that, too. JT knows that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's what the show's for.
Exactly.
That's right.
So, what do you have for us this time?
Well, you know, I usually do my own poems, but I actually just listened to... Annabelle Lee tonight.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's amazing. And so tonight is actually going to be my first and probably only time that I'll do a cover. And this is actually a cover of a song by a band that I love. They're called the Poets of the Fall. And this is the Annabelle Lee actually just it made me think of the song. And so this is, it's called The Poet and the Muse, and here we go. There's an old town wrought with mystery of Tom, the poet and his muse, and the magic lake which gave life to the words the poet used. Now the muse, she was his happiness, and he rhymed about her grace, and told her stories of treasures deep beneath the blackened waves, till in the stillness of one dawn, still in its mystic crown, the muse, she went down to the lake, and in the waves she drowned. And now, to see your love set free, you will need the witch's cabin key. Find the Lady of the Light, gone mad within the night. That's how you reshape destiny. The poet came down to the lake to call out to his dear. When there was no answer, he was overcome with fear. He searched in vain for his treasure lost, and too soon the night would fall, and only his own echo would wail back at his call. And when he swore to bring back his love by the stories he'd create, nightmares shifted endlessly in the darkness of the lake. And now, to see your love set free, you will need the witch's cabin key. Find the Lady of the Night Light, still raven in the night. That's how you reshape destiny. In the dead of night, she came to him with darkness in her eyes, wearing a mourning gown, sweet words as her disguise. He took her in without a word, for he saw his grave mistake, and vowed them both to silence deep beneath the lake. Now, if it's real or just a dream, one mystery remains, for it is said on moonless nights they may still haunt this place. And now, to see your love set free, you will need the witch's cabin key. Find the Lady of the Light, gone mad within the light. That's how you reshape destiny. End song.
Well, hey, you did a great read on that one. I know it was a cover, but you did a great job.
Thanks. Yeah, it's that Annabelle Lee just reminded me of it so much. You know, the Lady of the Lake and the night. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the imagery is really strewn throughout Poe's work quite a bit, it really does. It resembles that quite a bit.
I was always worried about. I've never read Poe's work because I've always been afraid that since it was so long ago, it's so complex because of the words that are used. I wasn't sure if I'd ever be able to figure out exactly what he was trying to say.
You know, it's really, I mean, I've been through some, and you know, there are some words that are kind of, are either archaic or they're kind of words that he made up himself, which there's quite a few of, kind of like how Shakespeare did. But I find it personally to be very relatable and understandable. And I think for me, what I'm trying to do as far as what we were doing with the music and the production of this thing is make it even more understandable and almost more cinematic with the stuff beneath it.
Right. It was really good. And I look forward to listening to it. I was hoping that you were going to have it on CD so that I could listen to it in my car when I'm driving to work. But I understand that it's
Well, have I got a technology for you? Do you happen to have something capable of burning a CDR?
I do.
That's 100% going to be the way to do it. So I don't know if you heard, we're going to have a link where you guys can just, people listening to the show can just download MP3s of this thing. So you'll be able to put it on anything you want.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that'll be out on Friday.
Awesome. I can't wait.
All right. Looking forward to it. Hey, but first of all, thank you for leading off. Thank you for such a great read.
Absolutely. And I will be back for the return engagement.
Yeah, return engagement.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, and that'll be one of my poems.
All right, perfect. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Zach. Talk to you soon.
Yep, bye.
And that was Zach calling from upstate New York. Do you know where the most logical place you go after this?
I'm pretty sure you're going to tell me.
Kentucky.
Oh, of course.
Home of the chicken.
Okay.
Hello, Philip. How are you, sir?
Hola, ¿qué pasa?
Hola, ¿cómo está?
M-I-C-H-A-E-O. How are you, Michael?
Doing very well, sir. Doing very well. Did you have a good week?
The hump day is good. My Lucy Elman, I don't know if you remember me mentioning that a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
The Ducks, Newburyport has come in. and I'm enthralled with it. She's really making a case for a stream of consciousness still being applicable today, you know, in a modern world. And it's really quite fascinating, and I'm really just delighted with it. And she's and this is the first thing I've really read by her, Lucy Ellman or Elman. So yeah, I'm impressed.
That's fantastic. I think my entire life is a never-ending stream of consciousness. But I think
I think most of our lives are inside our heads. I mean, I think it's the most probably similar to how our thoughts actually go on in the quiet behind our eyes. It's not so quiet. I agree.
My life is a one-man show. You know?
Well, you know, actually, that may be, but you know, we got JT behind all of us, though. So you know, he's the wizard, sir.
That's truth. That's why I tell people don't look behind the curtain. He probably has no pants on.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
That's right.
Unless he gets some clothes on, it's horrifying.
I meant to also ask you how are the wedding preparations going? I know that that's upcoming for November 1, I think.
Yeah, November 1. I have had about 37 and a half false starts writing that thing. So I was trying to make sure that the Poe thing was entirely finished. And mm-hmm. once that's off my plate, there's only like 5 big projects. So then I can roll this in as a happy sixth and just make sure it's nailed.
See, JT was really mean to Michael and said, no work in October.
That wasn't mean. That was real.
Piled it on.
Yeah, we have a rule of not no big projects in October because I usually get really sick. And then we just decided to pile on the work in October this year.
No work and all play and no work, or no work and all play. No work and which is it?
Well, it's you know, I don't even
remember. Michael a dull boy.
Yeah,
we'll make Michael a real boy.
We'll make Michael a dull boy.
No, I'm fighting back by sleeping in a little bit more, and you know, I'm trying to just be much more rested and take care of myself a lot more. So,
yeah. I think you do a wonderful job taking care of yourself and.
I appreciate it, sir.
I'm glad you're here, and thank you for having me back on your show.
Oh, of course, of course.
Hear me blush.
Is that what that sound was?
All right. Is that what that sounds like? Yes. No, very good. And I will get to it. I have a short title, and this is kind of new, so I don't know if I'm entirely pleased with it, but what artist is ever pleased with their work? I'm calling this one 5 so far. I may change it. So here we go. 5. Beside your warmth when pressing tiara kisses, pearl and diamond into your dozy forehead, I wonder about the stars and mosaic constellations burning inside your cerulean firmament. Depths of your wants and tacit discontent that by day you refrain from comment. Bilge of the world's noisome affront. Timbre of your true voice echoed under sagacious arch, thrums a tenor somewhere vast and unanswerable as to why consciousness arises from material. Awaken again well past midnight to taste your flesh memorized the way hands will their favorite instrument. Suckle breast, moonlight. Pleasures of alarm clock illumined conversations when everything is exactly how we pretend. The sacred and profane briefly suspended until another occasion engages bon vivant in this quizzical charade, the absurd quotidian from which we duly try to escape. And there it is.
I think it's pretty solid. I think it sounds great. Well, what are you feeling that you would maybe tweak in that one?
I usually when I finish a piece, like I have this like stack of outgoing and the other stack of it's already been.
I understand this. Yeah.
Sitting. Yeah. I just need to let it sit, you know, just because I think that's the only way to really, how do you say, I call it when you are your own audience, the only way to really become your own audience, for me at least, is to make sure that it's foreign enough to when you read it, you kind of forget having written it in the first place.
You have to go away for a while. And
you do. Yeah, you really do. I think think I do. Yeah, and I think a lot of artists do.
I do too.
Until you kind of come back and go, what did I mean here? Or that was really silly or whatever, you know, and... So, but yeah.
Well, actually, my problem is I'll go away for a while and then I'll come back in the room. And I've actually made the mistake of doing that and then releasing albums. And then years later, walking in the room, someone, and I'll hear some music playing. I go, who the hell is that? And they'll go, and they'll start laughing and I'll realize it's me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. You know, so.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, well. Michael, you make me smile, sir. JT, you make me smile too, my friend. And on to the next poet.
All right. Thank you, sir. We really appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. And that was Philippe calling from the Latin American country of Kentucky.
All right. Yes? Okay. That'll work. That's fine.
Now we're going to go down south of Mexico, right next to Brazil, to Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, Cynthia. I'm an idiot.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Pretty good.
It's been a rough night, apparently.
It's so early, but it's Wednesday, so we're more tired. We're allowed to be more silly.
I think so. I usually get a nap in, you know? All right, so, okay. Are you able to turn down what you're listening to me on? Are you able to do that?
Oh, yeah. Turn it down?
Yes, if you could. Sorry. Because I'm getting crazy feedback here. I don't think anybody needs to hear me that many times.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't hear you introduce me and stuff, and then I wasn't sure if I'm supposed to be on. So I'm
on.
No.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate everything. So let's do this. Let's talk after. I'm going to let you read, and then we'll just talk after the fact.
So we just had our federal election up here in Canada, which was actually really quiet and very Canadian. Like everyone was unhappy with it. Everyone quietly sat there and wished they'd done better. Then it was over. So I just thought I'd read the part of my prose poetry novel that's about elections. Anyway, so this is it. Once Chip assured Marcy that the atmosphere was compatible with Earth, she took a running jump as though she were leaping out of the two-story-high magnolia tree in her front yard and landed on concrete. Nosen was horribly loud and smelled like oven cleaner. She was in the capital and would need to make her way to the outskirts to find Zabadon. One glimpse of the factory city Nabador on Nosen made Marcy thankful to have grown up in Vancouver, in a nation truly at peace, in a province where terriers, labradors, and golden retrievers relaxed in green fields by schools as adults voted and came out content with the prize of a sticker, where election days were about a walk in the park through bright red rhododendrons, teenagers relaxing, dogs playfully retrieving balls, and the community greeting one another in a relaxed excitement, everyone thankful to be a citizen, not only of the democratic process, but of the heart of the community, actively part of a wonderful home, knowing it was being protected for future generations. Marcy reflected back to last election day, how she had happily worn grandfather's I voted sticker, loving the grown-up feeling it bestowed on her as she chased Brianna on their way to the next errand. Those were all the things that were missing on Nosen: spirited, respectful debate, different colored election signs sprinkled through spring gardens, the sacred freedom of speech, and beyond it, eternity in the Snow Peak Mountains, the greater depth of value beyond the partisan, the hope of clean mountain air, a connection with nature, and the autonomy to grow safely into one's full self. Instead, Nosen produced beings who existed in fear or numbed themselves with laziness, like Perdicio, or workaholism, like most of the population, and the tiny NVIDIA robots who knew nothing different. There was always more work than time. Nosen was the absence of life. There was no ice cream truck circling the streets on summer days, providing the luxury and peace of living well. nor were there businesses that catered to children or even the adult residents. There was no frozen yogurt shop with 20 different help-yourself toppings and yellow and red hearts on the window, or flowers and greenery cascading across apartment balconies above Main Street businesses. There were no families talking into the sunset as sweet-scented flowers opened and cats hopped fences to visit. In Navador, even pets snarled and scurried, and hardly anyone looked up from the great sidewalks and roads. The machines had drowned out the heartbeat of the land, if ever it had one. It was said that the scent of light green birch rustling in the wind once permeated the atmosphere of Nelson, producing a balance of nature with the gray administrivia. But excessive pollution had long ago taken a turn for the worst. Marcy wandered the depressing streets to the outskirts beyond the factories, following Chip's direction toward the starlight youth she was meant to rescue. She wondered how she would even recognize Abaddon if she managed to locate the princess who was holding him. Discouraged, she came to an open field and rested, looking up only when a series of beeps and flashes drew her attention westward. There he was, a short, pale teen, surrounded by tiny metal beings who seemed to adore him as much as they were programmed to guard. And in the center of it all, he moved like a puppet on strings, laughing patiently at the robot's antics. It was Zanfrey's Abaddon Starlight. Marcy was immediately drawn to him, like she had known him all her life. She wondered why the robots didn't just help him if they admired him so much. But then she remembered that they had no control over their lives. At any rate, she had a mission to accomplish and not a lot of time. She sprinted through the field. "Hurry, Zab, now!" And they were off. End piece.
That's a fun piece. It's really vivid, too.
Thanks. I was thinking about it, especially, it just sort of came to my mind because our elections really are this, like, really easygoing piece. You can vote almost any time. There was no lineup when I went.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Cynthia. I mean, like, you know, it's not for lack of coverage, you know, because they cover it here in the U.S., but we just couldn't believe it was so chill. I mean,
Even for me, I think this is the most chill election. It went the way everyone predicted. It was our most chill election we've had. Like, everyone predicted what it would be. No one was too upset. Everyone wished they could have done better, so they're all really humble.
Yeah.
But the funny thing that struck me, though, is my friends were all like, "Oh, there's no stickers this year." That's where it felt like people like, "I voted and I didn't get a sticker." Like, they are adults, right?
I think this is amazing because I got to be honest with you, and I'm actually not using hyperbole. We're not actually sure we're actually going to have real elections here anymore. So it's really nice to see things working the way they should.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just sort of funny. Like, I just couldn't believe how many adults posted on Facebook they were upset they didn't get a sticker.
Yeah. that does sound like the U.S., though. I mean, but then it just keeps going on up. But I think if that's the biggest concern, that's the best.
Yeah, no, that was the biggest concern. And it just struck me as really funny. And no one else seemed to get the humor of that.
Like, it is hilarious. Really, yeah.
The biggest thing we're angry about is that we didn't get a sticker.
Right.
Who put together the budget for this thing?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you taught us when we were young.
My little story. And the reason I wrote that whole thing, we have the Vancouver Book Award. So if you describe Vancouver in your book, you have the chance of winning some money. So
oh.
I did a little plug for Vancouver in there.
Well done. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I, Cynthia, at some point, I want to share with you a bunch of information I've been getting on putting up books. I'm finding and meeting more and more and more writers who are making, you know, something like, you know, multiple thousands of dollars a month writing, and I mean, I've just a few months in to doing it. So I definitely want to share with you some of the information, too, because I know you and I are both people who spread it as much as we can to others.
And I really appreciate that because I'm living my dream job till the end of this year, and I'm hoping to not have to go back to a regular job.
I understand this. I understand. I'm trying to. That's kind of the transition I'm making myself right now too. So we're in that. We're in it together.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you during the return. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, right next to Breezy Brazil.
Breezy Brazil, huh?
I'm working on terms for my my alternative atlas in the United States.
Yeah, I think it'll work. I'm telling you, of the world. You got the alternative.
Marvelous Mexico, Breezy Brazil. See?
Yeah.
Advanced Argentina? No.
Hmm. Well, what are you going to call Chile?
Well, not
coastal
Chile. Not what you're thinking.
No, chill
coastal
Chile.
Coastal Chile could be amazing. Cool Chile.
Cool Chile.
Cool Chile.
Cool Chile.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you call the U.S., though?
I like the negative New York. Sorry.
Negative New York. Pesky Pennsylvania.
I don't know what you would call the USA.
Unavoidable USA.
Ooh, there you go.
Really, I mean, not really that it would be the USA, but the Americas were kind of unavoidable, especially when you're trying to hit India during a trade route during the 15th century.
It's a very difficult thing to...
Just ran right into another continent. Well, I mean, I guess that's probably how the other lands were figured out, too.
Yeah.
Someone from Europe figured out Africa because they ran into it.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Technically, probably vice versa.
Yeah. They ran into everything else. Everything.
Well, if you actually look at a timeline, I think that they figured out that the Celts were figuring out a wheel around the same time the Egyptians were in their third dynasty.
Okay.
If that explains things. So they're on a slightly faster trajectory kind of in that part of the world.
Yeah.
Maybe that means that's where we're all going to be going.
Back to the wheel.
Well, Genghis Khan's going to come through and destabilize our government first.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
So let's. We're guaranteeing a second session.
Yes.
Second segment. So before we do return engagement, which we're not doing yet, we're going to just do one more segment. Anybody who might be listening who wants to call in for the next segment, you absolutely can do so, but no repeat callers yet. So the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. I hope you enjoyed that deep thought. It was a little low in the mix, but hopefully
it is low in the mix.
Yeah, we need to.
I got to redo a lot of these things.
Is it just low, and do we just need to up the volume, you think?
No.
I need to do anything?
I got to redo the mix.
Oh, is that? That's
I just
got to
bring it
up. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if there was something I needed to do. Okay.
That's mine.
Hey, we're welcome. And so are you.
What? Huh? What's going on?
I'm having a weird night. Welcome back here to the second segment. We have one awesome caller. I thought this was going to be the caller we got, and we're so happy he was able to get in. Let's, JT, you about ready?
Are you
ready? What about now?
I'm good. No, I'm good. Right. Yeah, I'm good now.
All right, here, let's head into Michigan to talk with George. Hello, George. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. How was the trip this last week?
That was really, by the way, apologize for, I was a little tied up earlier this evening. So I just got back in here, the very end of Cynthia's great thing. It was good. I figured Dennis would be home pretty quick calling in if he is going to call in. Great weather in a beautiful place. And these Indiana poetry weekends are always at a lodge, a rustic lodge in the middle of a state park, you know, in a valley or a woods or something, or on a lake. Mm. And so they're in great welcoming, open, casual sort of a scene. And Dennis and I are treated like royalty because we're the Northerners, you know. We're the intruders from the North.
You're the kings in the North. Yeah.
The kings of the North, you know. And they probably fear us or something, so they treat us extra well.
Oh,
but anyway, that was I can't say good enough things about that weekend. I know we had a little trouble with our, both of us had trouble getting on the show, not from getting on the webpage, from getting audio, and Dennis finally got audio. I never did on my laptop there, but I could hear him talking to you guys, and I know that was he had a good time. But so anyway, just trying to get between medical appointments and this and that and the other, and trying to sort of cut down all the flowers that are starting to wilt and all this stuff. Yeah. I am doing fine.
Well, good.
This thing I just wrote like an hour ago.
Okay.
And it's in a sort of a warped draft mode. It's called A Splintered Land. Hate tattooed into the skin of society. Fatted bottoms at the buffet. A tidal pool of forgotten elders. Hunched homeless beneath an overpass. White shoes at the regatta starting line. Laughter at the Swiss Alpine Club, wine tasting at the club, teenagers with sweaters tied at their necks, toothless old men on the store bench, people roaming at the city dump, undrinkable water at the tap, broken cars in the yard. Spring breaks abroad, debate over tax breaks, using winter and summer as verbs, finding a new gardener, choosing between new teeth and a working car, worrying which kids go to which fathers, getting behind on the electric bill, driving without insurance, expecting big things from grandma's will, fretting about where to place the salad forks, getting out the winter wardrobes, thinking Marcy might be marrying down. There are two complete worlds here, not living side by side. The haves are doing great. The have-nots are growing restless. End of peace.
For an hour ago, that's not too bad at all. You're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I sort of spit it out. In fact, I was listening to some of your intro music during part of it, and I just as I finished it, so it was. Plus, I was running around the house doing some other things. So, it's not bad for a first draft.
Yeah, not bad at all. Thank you for sharing it with us. We really do appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can dig it. One of the things I have a complaint.
Yeah.
One of the things about twice a week, up to nine times a month, is you're making us wear out our knuckles on these keyboards.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
If we want to produce something fresh, you know, and pretty soon you're going to hear a lot of retreaded poetry from what we read to you before.
Well, you know, we'll be going back to once a week here, just in.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, we're going to be our last Wednesday show is that we have planned anyway is the 30th, so a week from today.
Oh, I see.
And then we'll be doing Fridays.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I sort of liked it. It was there was a lot of positives too, like having another opportunity to hear and to speak and all this stuff fun we have. So that was fun. But on the other hand, I'm sort of kidding about wearing us out because there is some truth that you have to produce more if you're going to read more.
it's true. I think a lot of times also people don't realize that JT uses his nose for most of the button pushing. And so he's really run into some issues with just nose chafing.
It kind of shows up on the next day of work. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, people are really kind of weirded out.
Oh, geez. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I I will step aside and try to find something in this pile of stuff that I can read in the return engagement.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
All right. And that was George calling from Michigan, rounding out our second segment. All right. We're going to be taking a bit of a trip here. JT, do you have a little bit of music you can play kind of as we get set up here? Because I've got a few things I got to kind of plug in and get set up.
You know what? Yes, I do. Okay. I sure do. Give me just a moment. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to do this. We're going to be heading into Studio X. We will be right back in Studio X.
Go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak, but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, it ain't me, babe. Well, it ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'll only lead you down. You say you're looking for someone who'll promise never to part. Someone to close his eyes to you. Someone to close his heart. Someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, it ain't me, babe. Well, it ain't me you're looking for, babe. No, it ain't me you're looking for, babe. I said, no, it ain't me, babe. I said, no, it ain't me, babe. I said,
okay, everyone. So JT found this really cool keyboard here. Oh, yeah. And so I've got a couple songs we're going to do on this. Problem is I don't have a sustain pedal and I haven't had really any time to practice. So
this ought to be interesting, and you can blame it on Andy.
Blame it on Andy. Problem when I have a keyboard like this is I write a song for everything. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
It's like, Michael finally got a keyboard and he writes songs about everything. It's been like that the whole time we've been here.
Yes, it has.
But
it's kind of entertaining, too.
All right. So, let's see. Here's the first time I'm going to try. I'm actually going to try a serious song.
Okay.
Okay. And then maybe one that's going to drive you crazy.
That's fine.
Baby, it's been a long time coming, such a long time, and I can't stop running, such a long time. Can you hear my heart beating? Can you hear that sound?
Cause I can't help thinking, and I won't stop now. And I looked up at the sun, and I could see the way that gravity pulls on you and me. And I looked up at the sky and saw the sun, and the way that gravity pushes on everyone, on everyone. Baby, when you're wheels stop turning and you feel it down and it seems like troubles have come all around, I can hear your heart beating, I can hear that sound, and I can't help thinking, and I won't look now. And I looked up at the sun, and I could see the way that gravity pulls on you and me. And I looked up at the sky and saw the sun, and the way that gravity pulls on everyone, on everyone. Such a long, long time. And you hear my heart beating, can you hear that sound? Cause I can't help thinking, and I won't stop.
JT, this one's for you. Never played this before. Let's see how it goes.
Ready?
There's a calm surrender to the rush of days, when the heat of the rolling wind can be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you.
Sing along with me if you can.
And can you feel the love tonight? It's laid to rest. It's enough. Wide-eyed wanderer, how we got this far, and can you kings and vagabonds will leave the fairy bed. There's a time for everyone.
JT, if you're listening.
If they only learn,
you gotta learn here,
that the twist and kaleidoscope moves us all in turn. There's a rhyme or reason to the wild outdoors. When the heart of the star-crossed vulture beats in time with yours. And can you feel the love tonight? This is where we are. It's enough for this.
All right, everybody. Thank you for enduring that. What do you say, JT? You want to hit the escape button on this one? Let's do it.
Don't I?
Okay, let's do it.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
I got Les Mis coming up here.
Yeah, I know you do. I can tell.
Okay. So the number is 720-240-9766. Anybody who wants to call back in, share another piece, or call in for the first time can. There you go. JT?
720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
You know, I was sitting there talking to Draven Gray the other day.
Yeah?
That's about it.
Oh, wow.
Woo! Pretty good, huh? I'm killing it, aren't I? You're loving this today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we've got five great callers lined up, including someone we haven't heard from yet this evening.
That's right. Mm. Two.
Two people? Oh, two people we haven't heard from yet. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go, first of all, to Negative New York to visit with Zach. Hello, Zach.
Pragmatic Pennsylvania.
Yeah. See, that's a good one.
That is really good, actually. Pragmatic.
Pragmatic,
yeah.
Pennsylvania. Cunning Connecticut.
Caring Connecticut.
That's better. Yeah. See, Zach, you should be the one naming it. You're much more altruistic with your names.
Maybe Zach could be your editor.
Changing literally everything I wrote in the book.
Good, this isn't right. This isn't right.
Yeah. Candy Wampus, California.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good one, too.
Yeah.
Funky Florida.
Well, and I don't think even they would disagree with you on that one.
That was an awesome studio actor.
Very sweet of you. Thank you. So two things. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you might know JT hates the French Revolution and he hates the Lion King. So I was working on a medley of Les Mis into the Lion King, but I decided just to go with Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Right. Well, here's a song for you that's also Disney. Let's see if you recognize it.
Okay.
Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's Halloween, so, you know, might as well think about the Halloween Town, you know. You got Tim Burton, The Nightmare Before Christmas, you know.
You know, I should really, I mean, it's kind of like, I stopped singing it around kids because, especially in a Catholic school, it's not really popular or a good idea to walk through being like, I'm the master of fright and a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants. They're like, get that man arrested and get him out of the school.
So that's why you don't have any kids around Halloween.
I don't have any kids anytime, technically. Actually, I was just telling JT, I'm going to miss one of the things we would do at my school where my classroom around Halloween is I had these really horribly done rewritings of Christmas carols, but it was only with Halloween-based lyrics. And, like, they were just really bad. Not good. Like, what is it? Is it Spooky Night instead of Silent Night? It's like, Spooky Night, Halloween Night, all is cold, nothing's right. Stuff like that. Oh. And it was hilarious. And we would sing these this coming week. That's what we would be doing probably up until like Thursday.
Yeah.
And but this is my first year not doing it, so there you go.
So so my poem, I was gonna read the poem that I sent to you, I was gonna read that, but you know, since we talked about theme and you know, the theme to poems, I thought I'd do this one's called The Winds of Change. I wrote it a couple of days ago, and let me know what you guys think I'll let you talk to you after. It's called The Winds of Change. The winds of change are coming soon. You can already see them starting to affect the moon. The winds of change make the days shorter and nights colder. Not that that's a bad thing. It can make people want to be closer than shoulder to shoulder. To the trees, the winds of change are like school bus drivers. The breeze carries their leaves away, drops them safely on the ground, then returns them bright and new when spring rolls. Change can be scary, but not all change is bad. Just think of the pumpkins and cider and good times to be had. End poem.
Bravo! Bravo, it's a good sir. JT, what do you
Thank
think?
You, sir.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. I really enjoyed
good
that.
Work, sir.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you. It was really weird that, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you just let the words come to you, and there you go. And it actually, I think it was an interesting process to think to the trees. The winds of change are like school bus drivers, you know, they drop the leaves on the ground and, you know, then they bring them back, but, you know, it's mm-hmm. change, but even though the trees always know they're going to get their leaves back.
Well,
yeah.
In theory, they do. Or either that or you got to wonder about the internal process of trees. Are they kind of like dogs whose owners have left the house for a little while? They're like, I'm never going to see these things again. They
or
fall off. Becky! Kenneth!
Well, cats wouldn't care.
Cats lay there like, whatever. Yeah. You know, if a cat sheds, it looks at the hair and goes, good riddance. Okay.
Well, of course, it's like that drunk driving campaign commercial that Budweiser did with the puppy. Like that, it was waiting for its master to come yep. home, and then it never came back because it was because it drove drunk, and then it came back, and then it showed that the guy came back because he stayed overnight at the guy's house so that he didn't drink and drive.
I never saw that one. That
oh
sounds
my God.
Rough.
It absolutely destroys you, but you know, you'll never drink and drive.
Perfect. Okay.
I was going to say, it reminds me of back when they had the those pet shelter commercials with the arms of the angel from Sarah McLachlan. I remember hearing Seth Meyers go, I literally broke my thumb because of that commercial, lunging for the controller. No! I don't want to watch this!
Yep.
All right. Anyway, hey, Zach, thank you so much for that, sir. Appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here with you guys. I'm glad that you are here, and I'm glad that I'm here. So it's a good process all the way around.
That's what we like to hear. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. And that was Zach calling from nifty New York. Kill the love tonight. You like that? It's like theme music?
Yeah, that's what they're going to call it.
JT's a guy and he's got a lot of slacks. Ooh, JT's got slacks. This song's a winner. All right, let's go now to Michigan to talk to George. You're regretting this keyword, aren't you?
Hey, part of me is.
Hey, George. Musical interlude here.
This is horrible.
Good stuff. Sax poem was really good.
It really was. Yeah,
this one is innocuous.
Okay.
Instead of like this poem is called Rain, Rain, partly because I couldn't think of another word besides rain to put down as the second word. But I should really put down like, here's an innocuous rain. Okay. It goes like this. Drip puddles beneath a garden chair. Tired leaves lean over to unencumber their burdens. Blossoms squeeze close as if squinting. A fly stopped under a maple leaf in relief. A solid sky from edge to edge, unbroken. Zeus has spoken. Tree limbs droop in acquiescence. A cottontail rushes from the spruce to the lilac. A dog stopping under its owner's umbrella. Old curled fallen leaves now steam ironed flat to the grass. The world of color rests while the green world awakens. Birds feeding less urgently at the feeder. A gray sky not willing to reveal its next step. The world seems to look down at itself and its past. Pedestrians hurry by, thinking destination over the scene. Children look up. Adults look down. If the sun is Earth's father, the rain is our mother. A spider watches its loom turn to crystalline lace. Do the worms know it's raining? Should we tell them? Flora and fauna go to hiding and resting. The more slow and vertical a rain is, the more enchanting. It is hard to remember that above the clouds, the sun is yet energetic. When the rain has passed, the Renaissance begins again. Like Florentine spires, the world climbs anew. We can now step out and up. End of peace.
Innocuous, huh? I actually liked it.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's even a word that I know what it means. Is that something like getting a shot?
Yeah, inoculate. Yeah.
Yeah,
innocuous. Yeah, that's something like that. But mutual shots, like in the army.
All right.
But anyway. So that was my
really
innocuous rain.
Well, thank you for that, sir. We appreciate that.
Okay. I appreciate it. I'm glad I wasn't sure I could even get here tonight, and I came in late, but it's worth it.
We're happy you did. We really are. I mean, you know, it's funny. Doing twice a week felt so strange. I could see us falling into the habit of it. However, I think, you know, we need to keep in mind all the other callers, too, and not put too much pressure on everyone, I think. But thanks for being there for it.
My privilege. I will move over and let whoever number three is in.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it. Take care.
All right. Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan, number two spot here in our return engagement. So, JT, I was reworking part of the recording for the Poe thing, and we have The Raven as one of the pieces on there.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it, a press recording, and I just realized how much I hammed it up. It's like, quoth the raven,
nevermore.
I did voice acted the whole damn thing.
I guess I never realized it.
Well, I mean, you've never heard me do this.
Oh, that's right, because it was
recorded so it's separate. It's a whole different thing.
Okay,
and there's so much different, but it's funny to listen to because me hearing me, I know it's a little bit, but I think there's no other way to do it.
Okay.
I think you have to do it that way. And since I've been doing, because of these things we've been working on, much of the voice acting kind of stuff, it's really become natural. So hopefully it's not. I think it's much, much different. So I want to play that one for you because I don't think you've heard the re-recorded version.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Friday it hits. So I'll get it to you early. So if you think I should change it, let me know, bro. Because
I will. You know, send it over tonight when you get home.
All right. Yeah, yeah, I can do something. Yeah. Hey. Okay. There we go, everybody. Okay. So let's head. So our next caller is actually a new caller for the show tonight. Of course, he's been on so many other shows. He's world poetry kind of royalty in the respect as far as time goes and in this contribution. We love him here. This is Dennis from Michigan. Hello, Dennis.
Well, hello. Well, now, what a lovely introduction. I keep talking like that. I have to send in some extra money.
That's at P.O. Box. No, I'm just kidding.
JT was sitting there going, more, give it to him more.
Lay some more on him. He'll send 100.
So how was the rest of the trip?
Rest of the trip was very good. We had a great time meeting with our fellow poets in Indiana. Great traveling weather, and I had a great traveling partner, George, and we had a good time arriving and returning.
Well, awesome. Better than saying our favorite part was when we left.
Nice. They've adopted us, it's all good.
Well, awesome. So knowing that we'll have some time to talk also on Friday as well, but what do you have for us?
All right, I'd like to share this poem with you. The title is "The Gift of Cycles." The moon in all its phases, the seasons holding hands, occur with distinct purpose and happened as God plans. The ebb and flow of tides, migration of the geese, God crafted his creation to work like a fine timepiece. Life, too, has its cycles, a beginning, middle, and last. God set it all in motion, the pendulum he cast. The periods of night and day, the darkness and the light, created for our rest and work. Sometimes we get it right. We witness all these cycles, the order that they bring. They're not mere coincidences, but a gift from God our King. End of poem.
It's a powerful piece, Dennis.
Thank you.
Yeah. What did you think, JT?
I enjoyed it, Dennis. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you allowing me to share it.
Oh, of course.
And
I
appreciate the platform that we all share. And thanks to you and JT, we benefit all the way around. It's win, win, win.
Well, we definitely feel like a part of that. So thank you for everything you do for us as well. And it's great to hear your voice. It doesn't feel like a world poetry open mic show without Dennis in it, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, and I appreciate that. And it's been a pleasure from year one to year seven. It's been a great pleasure and a treasure for me.
All right. Hey, sir, thank you so much, and we'll speak to you on Friday.
Yes, Lord Mullen, I'll be here.
All right. Sounds good. Same so, with us.
I'm going to step aside and say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan in the number 3 spot of our return engagement. Going to South America, gonna see I'm one in Brazil. Oh, wait, they're not there because they're next door in Vancouver, British Columbia. Let's go to Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia. How are you?
Good. Really fun show.
It's a ridiculous show is what it is. But
I gave him a new toy.
If Wednesday's already serious enough, we need to have fun.
You know, that is probably true, isn't it? That's I've spent my day being very serious indeed, recording re-recording little bits of Edgar Allan Poe stuff. So I need to lighten up a bit.
Yeah. So, this is my break before I go back to editing.
Oh, is it really? Okay, well good. I'm glad you got some time. Okay, so what do you have for us?
So I'm going to do a cover. This is by Derek Walcott, and I use it to open up my sensory writing classes. So every week I bring in a different favorite poem of mine and read it for people. So this is one that I really like. It's called Love After Love by Derek Walcott. Love after love. The time will come when with elation you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit, feast on your life. End poem.
JT, what did you think of that one?
I enjoyed that, Cynthia. Yeah. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah, I love that. I love the wine and bread. And I first heard it in our church writing group. The coordinator brought that in. I thought, from a Christian perspective, I really love that.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for allowing me to share it.
Of course. Of course. We're so happy to have you. And I wanted to ask, like you said, you're working your dream job till the end of the year. How's everything going with it?
It's so much fun. I get paid to sit in the library and talk about whatever I want.
That's fantastic.
So it's really, really fun. And then we do this one I just used, this poem I just read, we use in a memoir workshop.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, I get to teach, basically for about 2 years, I've been kind of insanely, obsessed with screenplays. And I print them out, and I compare the screenplay to the book, and I make notes. Yeah. And I try to show my friends, and they're like, go teach this in a community center. It's Friday night, leave us alone. Oh, so great. Now I finally have a place where I get paid to be, obsessed and crazily, into screenplays.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
There's something to be said for following your passion, because I was thinking, oh, I took this time off to write, and here I am, printing out scripts and getting really obsessed. And then it turns out that can turn into money. So,
wow.
It's kind of wonderful.
That is wonderful, and I'm really happy to hear that. I'm happy to, be in the middle of the day to be able to sit there and think, Cynthia's getting to do the stuff she wants to do right now. That's great.
Yeah, and for a while I really worried, what am I doing? I'm spending all this time obsessing about scripts and stuff. And then it turns out those turn into lesson plans, and you can, go to the library and impose them on poor people who show up.
that really is a thing. And the thing I'm kind of leaning in and realizing more and more and more all the time that, the things that we kind of get in trouble for when we're kids are the things that make us kind of strange are the things that people will pay us for when we get older.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And all that time I spent being passionate about scripts are my lesson plans now,
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I almost regret that I like recycled some of it, so I'm just gonna have to print it out again. But anyway, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Of course. Thank you, Cynthia. We appreciate it. All right. And that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, just to the side of Brazil.
Oh, it's going to be a great atlas, folks. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great atlas.
You know what that song means? Cleveland, Ohio.
Ooh.
Yeah, you hear that now?
That was a trip.
Cleveland. Yeah, I hear it.
Hey, Mama.
Hey.
Hey. Oh,
great. Great. This is a show where we can be silly and act silly, and that we can even read our silly poems that we couldn't read anywhere else, right?
That's right. And then we got to be super serious and fancy on Friday night.
Where we put on our tuxes. Right. And...
yes, we wear tuxedos every Friday night.
That's good. And so the name of this piece, this silly piece, and you can tell me you throw it away when I get finished with it or not.
All right.
I'm serious. Just say dash it or save it for later.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. It's called On Second Thought. First thought. Second thought or any thought, even if you are a brain fart, it's not a bad thing. I mean, if you made it into her medulla oblongata, you're in there. She's someone that is thinking of you, and your image, your soul, your spirit climbed over the ridges of her high and mighty mind. You crossed the ridges of someone's mind with your spirit. That's a feat all of its own. First thought, second thought, or any thought, even if you were a brain fart, your thought entered into the valley of her soul, traveled up the canals of her heart. Randomly or deliberately, you could be a major memory or an afterthought, maybe even a brain fart, but yet and still you're in there. You are remembered silently in someone's mind. Hopefully to get there, you did something worthwhile. And thinking of you brought her at least a smile. And maybe she'll let you stay for a while in her prayers, in her heart and soul. In turn, you'll think of her and wonder why she thought of you on second thought. In peace.
Mama.
I like it.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Oh, God. Okay.
It made me laugh.
The moment you said of all the thoughts, you made it. I'm going, oh, this is a great perspective.
Yeah.
It's a great perspective. I love it.
Okay, I'll keep it.
Breathe, Mama, breathe.
Okay, because that thing tickled me. But it's true, though. Sometimes you don't know a person, you know, why they even thought of you, but maybe one day you'll figure out.
Uh-huh.
In turn, you'll figure out and think, wonder why she thought of me, you know, or why you thought of them. People just come in your mind sometimes. You don't know how they got in there.
the weird thing is, it happens for me, Mama, is that I'll do that. I'll have something pop in my head or someone pop in my head, and then about within an hour or so, and it doesn't matter how long it's been since I talked to them, within an hour or so, they'll call me on the phone.
Oh, yeah. That happens too. But, I mean, sometimes we're just talking about a random person that you didn't even know is thinking about you.
Yeah.
I got kicked off of Facebook again, but I'm back on with my maiden name this time, so you'll find me. But, like, I'm just saying, somebody just sent me something one day. It's just like, they really been thinking about me, and
I don't even know how he remembered them, but he said, thank you for all that you've been doing for us over the years and your wisdom. I'm like, wow. I mean, that was just not why I wrote the poem, but I'm just saying sometimes people, you don't even know that you're in their mind and think they think of you.
Very true.
Or basically, when I was writing, I was thinking of, like, you know, how, like, you have a crush on somebody, you know, and you don't know if they're thinking about you, but you're thinking about them, but then when you find out they're thinking about you, it's like, you wonder, were you, like, a second thought or a brain fart or, like, what were you? It's like, how'd you get in there, you know? Like,
I think that's a good point. I mean, I have to kind of imagine, though, because I have never had a crush on anybody.
That's sad. That's kind of sad.
Mom,
I'm totally kidding.
All right, then. You guys, keep having fun and lift my spirit up. I didn't think I was going to be here. I've been in the hospital all day.
Oh.
My elevated heart and elevated blood pressure two nights now.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what. But the doctor said, he said that basically he thinks it's just stress, and he asked me, did I have any way to relieve my stress? And I said, yes, I do. I have we'll put you open mic. I said, I have it on Fridays, Wednesdays, and I said, I have other open mic shows. That's how I'm doing. So he told me that he wanted me to start going into, like, therapy, doing, like, yoga and different stuff like that, too. So, okay, guys. Thank you a lot. Like I
we
said.
Love you, Mama. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, rounding out the last part of our return engagement. It's been a fun show tonight, huh?
Yes, it has.
It's been a little nuts, but been fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, yeah, I liked it. So I want to say thank you to everyone. Now, of course, we're going to finish the show proper, and we're going to do part of our new segment, Michael Reads the Classics in a British Accent. And this is where I just read an entire book from start to finish in a British accent following the show. So what I'm going to do is we'll just end the show proper, okay? Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So, everybody, we hope you can join us on Friday night, of course, at 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern at our normal time. We're starting a couple hours early on this one, so just make sure you remember that. But we will be on this Friday. We'll be back next Wednesday, and then we're going to be off on the 1st of November. Okay, so from Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, from JT, from myself, thank you so much. We love you. We'll see you on Friday. And until then, keep writing.